877-207-7201.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful morning. If you live in New England, boy, we got a surprise yesterday. 72 degrees, 69 degrees Wednesday and Thursday. And last night and yesterday, anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. And they said there were going to be places in the Worcester, Springfield area that could get 6, 8, 10 inches of snow, maybe even more in some areas. So, you know, it's like Christmas. It's like Currier and Ives out there. Absolutely beautiful. Nice, fluffy snow. And really makes things gorgeous. Let's go to the phone line. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mary on the line, who's got a question about deadheading roses.
Okay, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Paul, some of my roses were blooming up until last week. And I noticed that, now do I deadhead them when they die and there are some, little red balls on them like the size of a marble? Do I cut deadhead those off too?
Well, normally you would, but being that it's, you know, we're into December and it's just been crazy. Like you, I have a rose bush in the backyard that before yesterday had a beautiful pink flower on it. And I'm not going to deadhead it because I know if I deadhead it, it's not going to be able to make a callus. And where that cut is made, moisture is going to escape all winter long. And normally by now, you know, we've put bark mulch around them. We've put pine needles, a straw, but it's been so warm that the mice and the chipmunks and the squirrels and whatever other animals you have are still running around. They're not hibernating because it's been so warm. The raccoons and the skunks, I noticed yesterday when I was doing a little bit of decorating outside before the storm, the raccoons and the skunks in one area of my lawn have been digging. So because the ground isn't frozen, because the temperatures have been way above normal, and rosebush is still actively growing, this snow right now is going to say, hey, that's it. Do not prune it at all. Leave it alone, and that way you have a sealed unit. There's no place for moisture to escape. Now, the weather is going to get nicer. And for a lot of you, you're probably going to lose most of the snow in the next week or so. And you may want to think about maybe going out in the garden and winterizing the roses that have not been winterized. But as far as pruning, don't prune anything at this time of the year because it's December. We pick some holly off of some of our bushes outside yesterday. And what we did is I had some wilt-proof, made some cuts, sprayed the wilt-proof right on that cut, and it sealed it. And then we sprayed the whole holly plant with the wilt-proof, and that protects it so that there's no problems during the winter season. But as far as getting out there and doing some pruning now, just leave everything alone. It is December. It doesn't feel like it. Well, it does this morning, but up until today, it really hasn't had a winter feel to it. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Kevin on the line who's calling about hydrangeas.
Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you? I have a quick question.
Good morning, yourself, Kevin.
A previous caller prompted me to call about hydrangeas. I planted hydrangeas about 4 years ago. They really haven't been flowering much, but now they're getting basically overgrown. So my question is, what's the best time to cut them back or prune them without actually damaging them? And maybe you can give me some idea of what I need to do to help them flower.
Okay. What you want to do is the time to prune them is going to be in the spring when the new growth starts to grow. And you're going to notice there are big buds on the sides of the branches, and they're opposite each other. And right now, they're kind of a waxy-coated, either brown or a black, coppery in color, depending on the variety. When those buds begin to swell, and you can literally see green foliage starting to unfold out of those buds, that would be the time to do the pruning. So let's say you've got a branch that's 4 feet tall, mm-hmm. and the entire branch is covered with buds that are breaking open. Then you could take a foot or two off that plant as long as there are 3 to 4 sets of green buds that remain on that stem, because they make the flowers on the branches that were made the previous year. But don't prune it until you see the green leaves unfolding coming out of those buds. Now, there's a couple of things that you can do that will help you to have more flowers. Organica. They have a product called Plant Growth Activator. And this contains all types of bacteria, mycorrhizae fungi, and things that we really can't see that live in the soil. And this is the new technology in gardening. And I would feed them in April with mycorrhizae. Now, if you can't find Organica, the people that make Holly Tone and Plant Tone, they have a product called Biotone, and that has mycorrhizae in it. And on both these products, all you need to do is to take a crowbar, make half a dozen holes around your plant, about 6 inches deep, and I would put a teaspoon in each hole, and then cover the hole with some soil and give it a good drink. I use mycorrhizae, not this spring, but the previous year, on some maples, on red leaf Crimson King maples. And I was just blown away. I fed them by accident with the mycorrhizae because I was planting perennials underneath them. And the following spring, they grew 18 to 22 inches. Crimson King maples are only supposed to grow 6 to 8 inches. And we had 20 to 22 inches of new growth. So you give that a try.
I will. Well, okay, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. You got a great show.
Thank you, and you have a great Christmas season. Bye-bye now. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Bill on the line who's calling about his hibiscus.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've got 2 hibiscus plants, and I've got them out on my deck down on Cape Cod. And
yes.
I'm wondering if I can bring them in during the winter and then bring them back out in the spring.
Now, this is the tropical hibiscus, right?
Yes. They flowered all summer long. They're almost even still flowering.
Yeah. Those really have to come in. They have to spend the winter indoors. They will not survive snow and ice and 20-degree temperatures. So bring them in the house, put them in a south-facing window. The more sunshine they get, the better. Now, hibiscus is a wonderful, wonderful flowering plant for the winter. And if you just follow a few easy steps, every time you water that hibiscus, you fertilize it. So use Miracle-Gro, use Blossom Booster, use Neptune's Harvest, any kind of a liquid food. But every single time you water that plant, put some fertilizer in the water. They are plants that are wicked, wicked hungry. And if you can feed them a lot, they're going to flower like crazy. When you water that hibiscus, spin it so that the side that's facing the window is now facing inside the room. And if you spin it a half a turn every time, the buds will be uniform on the plant. If you just keep it up against the window and you never spin it, all the blooms will be on the side that faces the window. So give it a spin, feed it on a regular basis, and if you're like me and you get busy and you forget to put the fertilizer, buy something called Osmocote. It's little BB-type pellets, and you just add that to your soil, and every time they get wet for the next 6 months, fertilizer will come out of that pellet. And use the liquid, double dose. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. One quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1205.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1238.08, $619.04 for a half ounce, or $309.52 for the quarter ounce. That's $1238.08, $619.04, and $309.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Our number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. 259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Joan on the line who's got three questions for you about garlic, tomatoes, and strawberries.
That makes a good meal.
Yeah.
Joan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. First, I want to thank you for your guidance and good spirit and patience. I think a lot of the callers really appreciate it. And my first question is about garlic, whether it's too late to plant garlic. I live on the Cape, and we haven't had a heavy frost yet. So that's my first question. Do you want all the questions at once?
Yeah, why don't you give me all of them?
Okay. My second question is about tomatoes. We were hit really hard with the blight, and we got rid of all our tomatoes. We put them in trash bags. And we have our tomato steaks left, and I don't think we should get rid of them, and my question is, do we need to treat them with something, or can I just store them in the shed and the cold weather will kill the disease? And my third question is about strawberries. I know that we have to put a layer of straw on the strawberries, you know, to protect them, and I have quite a pile of leaves on the strawberries, and I wanted to know, Do I need to rake the leaves before putting the straw on the?
Are these leaves from trees?
Yes,
Joan.
Yes.
Okay. The thing that you'll need that you should do, if you want to use the leaves, then what you're going to have to do is kind of grind them up. And I remember growing up, my dad, we had a lot of leaves around the house. And what he would do is he would rake the leaves on one side of the garden. And we'd actually dump them there. And he would take the lawnmower, press down on the handle so the front of the lawnmower came up a little bit. And he would push the lawnmower into the leaves. And the blade would chew them all up and then blow them into the garden so that they were all shredded.
Uh-huh.
And if you do that, that won't be a problem. If you put the whole leaf there,
then the leaf is going to
actually smother it. Uh-huh. And leaves are good for the garden.
Right.
So, grind them up.
Instead of using the straw or in addition?
I would just grind up the leaves and put those in the rest of the garden and put straw on top of it. Last Saturday, I was headed up to northern Maine to pick up our Christmas wreaths that we're going to be decorating on Monday and to ship out this week. And we went by University of Maine Experimental Station in Down East Maine, and they were raising cranberries and strawberries and blueberries. And there was no snow up there. And they were spraying through a blower ground up straw on top of the blueberries, the strawberries, and cranberries to protect them during the winter. So the straw is there to keep the weeds out. The straw is there to keep the ground from drying out during the heat of summer. And it's there so that the berry itself doesn't touch the ground. And if it doesn't touch the ground, that means they're going to stay clean. So when you pick them, you don't have to worry about them being all covered with sand and soil that the plant is growing on, and there's less of a problem with slugs, and that makes a big, big difference. We come back from the break, we'll tell you other things from your questions, and don't worry about those tomato steaks. Leave them outside. As soon as they freeze solid, the disease spores on that steak is dead. And for the most part, winter is the savior. Everything that has an infection will be cleaned by Mother Nature. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Hey, if you're looking for a great little stocking stuffer gift for somebody that has problems with their hands, arthritis or carpal tunnel or something like that, when my Aunt Ruth was alive, you know, she was 86, 87 when she first started living with us, and she loved to work in the garden, but she couldn't turn the nozzle, the faucet. So I bought something called a garden valve. And you put the garden valve on your spigot. You turn it on full blast, and it was just a lever that you moved up and down. And that way, when she wanted water, she didn't have to turn the valve. She just lifted the valve and closed it when she wanted to shut it off. Go to their website. It's simple. Gardenvalve.com. and you'll see all the information, but it's all brass and it will last forever. Mine is like 8 or 9 years old, and you just lift up on the valve, and if you have water, push it down and it shuts it off. I'll give you a phone number too. It's 781-837-1900, and it was developed by a plumber. What better person? Okay, we were talking with Joan. Garlic, Joan, I think it's too late. Even on Cape Cod, there just won't be enough time for the garlic itself to produce a root system before winter arrives. And, you know, with the snow that we got here, it's just a matter of time before Cape Cod gets some snow in there. So what you may want to think about doing is in the spring, starting it indoors in individual pots. See, garlic in the Northeast is usually planted in the fall during September. It produces a root system. It starts to grow. It gets established. And then the cold weather comes. It puts it into dormancy. And then in the spring, it wakes up and it comes right back. That's because the length of our growing season isn't long enough. If you were further south, Washington, D.C. south, wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't need to have fall planting. So what you do is in March, get some garlic cloves, use the outside whirl, and start them in little peat pots. And that way, when you put them in the garden in May, you've already had all of March, all of April, and you picked up 60 days to give the garlic a chance to do something. Okay? And as far as the tomato problems, don't worry about it. The cold weather and the snow will take care of that tomato blight we had last year. Just remember, the tomato... came into the Northeast from the box stores. They had plants that they purchased to sell you that came from unsterilized soil. So, you know, in the future, go to a nursery, go to a garden center, and let the box stores keep the tomato plants, because they will... Okay, our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Fred on the line. He's got a question about seaweed.
Okay, Fred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Great show, as usual. I live on Martha's Vineyard, and last year I took your advice and put some seaweed, eelgrass mainly, in around my flower beds, and I put it in directly after harvesting it. And then someone said, well, you shouldn't do that. You should put it in barrels and let it kind of compost itself down. But what I did have last year was around my flower beds, I had something big digging around there and dug holes. And then the spring when the ground thawed, it was like, I don't know what it did to the dirt and stuff, but I had ended up with caverns underneath there. And don't know if that has anything to do with the fact that I used the seaweed. My crop after that of annuals was great, but we get a lot of mixtures of not just eelgrass, but other kinds of invasive species in it now. Is that usable also? And maybe give me some insight on what dug in that area where I mixed the strands of eelgrass in.
Yeah, I think what probably happened... At my house here in Maine, we had a major, major problem with moles and voles all over the lawn. And normally we don't have a problem with that. The ground never froze, and that's the situation right now. The ground is not frozen in most of the Northeast. Last week when I was in down east, the thing that happened is the ground was soft, and they were able to get in there because of the all of the organic matter that you had put. Even if you had put a lot of peat moss or you had put a lot of compost, because that ground was nice and soft and really, really fluffy, then the animals had a much easier time. If we had a normal fall and winter, then that wouldn't have been a problem. But, you know, Mother Nature, she's really... As far as having a problem with, the weeds, anything that comes from the ocean, the salt water, the salt water will kill seeds. And that's why, marsh, salt marsh hay is something that is very, very desirable. And it's very expensive. It's very hard to find because of, getting onto the salt marshes and cutting that grass. Is very difficult. So there's a real shortage of it. And, but that salt marsh hay, when you get a full moon high tide and the salt water floods the marshes, if there are any weed seeds that blew into the marsh with the, stormy weather, that weed seed is killed by the salt water. It's sterilized. So it's a real good thing. But don't be concerned. To me, it was just rodents that got in there. And it's a whole new season. My dad, when we lived in Scituate, we added 3 to 4 inches of seaweed every single fall. And every year they got better and better and better. And because the more organic matter you put, what you put into the ground is going to give it right back to you. And when you use organic matter, whether it's peat moss, whether it's compost, shredded leaves, pine needles, rotten animal manure of all different types, something that's been aged. Don't take fresh cow manure or fresh horse manure, and especially horse manure. If you have a friend or a neighbor and they want to give you horse manure, make sure that it's been in a pile. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring?
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231.
Anti-desiccant this fall.
Okay, you know, we've been talking about doing a lot of decorating, and I know some of you like to use roping. If you had signed up for our newsletter, last week we did an article on how to put roping on your house and how much you need. Now, roping normally comes in a roll of about 30 feet. And if you want to do your front door and your light pole, it's going to take you 30 feet of roping. Figure 7 feet up one side of the door, 7 feet up the other side, that's 14 feet, and then about 4 to 5 feet to go across the top of the door. What remains is enough to do your average 6 to 7 foot high light pole. And what you would do is tie it to the top of the light pole.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Welcome back to the Paul Karangada Club. 800-259-9231 is the phone number. You give us a call. We're going to work together to try and help you have a great Christmas season in and around your home. Let's see. So much to do, so little time to do everything. The one thing that would help you, especially if you're as busy as I am this time of the year, go to my website, which is paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T.com, and sign up for the email newsletter. When the front page comes up, right at the very, very bottom, you may have to even scroll up a little bit, and you'll see all you need to do is to put in your email address and hit submit. And every week, we send you tips on what you should be doing around your home. And this time of the year, we're talking about all of the various holiday plants. And one of the holiday plants that is very popular right now, if you have friends or family members that, you know, live in a small apartment and they like to celebrate the holiday season, but they don't want to have a Christmas tree because of all of the bother, you can buy them a Norfolk Island pine. And the Norfolk Island pine is an evergreen, conical growing plant for the South. You'll see them in Florida. You'll see them in California. You'll see them across the whole coastline of the United States. But in the northern part of the country, it's a great indoor plant. And as long as it gets plenty of light and some sun, it will be a plant that will do very, very well in your home. And, you know, you can buy one that's a neighborhood of maybe 3 feet tall, maybe a little bit taller, depending on what you want for that particular apartment or room. And you can decorate it with the little LED lights. You can hang some small ornaments on it. And it would make a great, like a miniature Christmas tree. And when the holidays are over, you take the lights and the bows and the ornaments off of it, and you've got a great tropical plant. So if you don't want the mess of a Christmas tree, and or you have friends and family members that, you know, want to celebrate the holiday, they want to have a little tree, but they don't want the mess of a cut tree, then the Norfolk Island pine would be a good plant for you. And this is one of the topics that we talked about in the newsletter this week on how to select one and how to care for it, the type of watering that you need to do. It's really, really easy. All you need is directions, and that's the purpose of the website. So go to paulparent.com, click on to, and then at the very front, sign up for the email newsletter. It goes out every Thursday. It's free, and you can look at it, and if there's nothing that you want, then just delete it. But we're going to try and put something in there for you every single week that will help you around your house. This week was a Norfolk Island pine. We did a story on amaryllis. We did a story on holly, the legends and the folklore and how to care for hollies and the various types of hollies that you can plant around your home. And we did a story on the Christmas tree and how it got started and where the legend came from. So we're trying to make it seasonal and also make it fun at the same time. And I know that you'll have a lot of great time with it. And it's an awful lot of fun, too. So for those of you that are looking for some great holiday gifts, remember, if it's a warm house, orchids will do very well. Orchids need to be in a home with temperatures a minimum of 60 degrees. Poinsettias, 60 degrees. Your Christmas cactus. If you can keep your Christmas cactus at below 60, the flowers will last a lot longer. And when you're picking a Christmas cactus with the beautiful flowers on it, try and pick a plant that has more buds than open flowers. If you buy a plant and all the flowers are open, it's not going to last as long. It may not even last until Christmas. So try and select one that has plenty of buds. Now, when you bring it home, Christmas cactus want bright light. They do great in full sun when they're not in flower. But if they're in bud and they're in bloom and you put them in a hot, sunny window, the flowers are going to open up quicker. So if you can keep it cool and plenty of light, you'll have a longer, much longer blooming period. Okay, we can help you. The number, 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. We'll work together to give you a great Christmas season.